Cyberspace devotees were interested to know, what is the definition or a little more explanation on liberal Hinduism? Liberal Hinduism, in my way of looking at it, is a neo-Indian creation to sort of be a Hindu and sort of not be a Hindu. Most liberal Hindus will say, oh, I am a Buddhist and I'm a Jew and I'm a Christian. You've heard this, you know. And I'm a little bit of everything and I guess a little bit of nothing. They're totally unable to explain Sanatana Dharma, and yet they want to blend in with each and everybody. Of course, the Jews know they're not a Jew, the Christians know not they're not a Christian, the Buddhists know that these people are not Buddhists. Muslims, of course, know that they're not members of Islam. But this liberal Hindu watering down of the great Sanatana Dharma is a result of Christian-educated Indian kids who grow up and get influenced by communism, but still want to hang on a little bit to Hindu roots. Radha Raman asks, we want to observe the 31-day retreat after death of the family, but what do we do during these 31 days? It's not what you do, it's what you don't do that's important. What you don't do is go to the temple, worship in your shrine room, visit swamis or holy men or women. You cover your deities and religious pictures at home with a white cloth. And you live your normal life. You can do japa, you can do sadhana, you can read religious books and things of that nature. This is a very ancient custom to adjust the inner psychic part of your being, your astral being, as well as your soul, to the transition that your loved one is going through for a 31-day period. After it's over, have a big celebration. Take the white cloths off the deities in your shrine room and your religious life continues as usual.